Welcome back. Very interesting in the studio this evening. The tribulation. When we asked the pastor, would there be a tribulation? He said, it depends. He said, yes and no. What do you mean by tribulation? From the inauguration of the church, saints of all ages have been passing through tribulation. And Acts chapter 14, verse 22 proves that.
Much
tribulation.
And all that live godly in Christ
shall suffer persecution.
Persecution.
Okay. So this Revelation 7 is not speaking of any event after the rapture.
Wow.
Remember, as if you follow me, you should do what?
Pick up your cross.
So that cross is what Christ went through.
It involves
we will also go through it.
So why that question came up is because COVID-19 is rocking the earth today.
Yeah.
And well, you know, on social media you see all manner of posts from Christians so-called who tell you the tribulation has started, don't submit yourself to any vaccination or mark of the beast, that the church must suffer, hold on to the end, you pay with the blood, this and that. So a lot of people are bothered and concerned. Tribulation. So, well, thank you for shedding light on
this. You know, and this confusion will continue, you know, as long as you take your eye away from this book, this Bible, and begin, instead of you using the prophecies to evaluate happenings, or because prophecies are made clear
by events.
Hallelujah. Now, so, and don't use your idea. You see, there is the divine agenda.
Amen.
Amen.
Salvation is a mystery. And that mystery is not what is discussed in the newspapers. That mystery is not what is discussed in conferences. That mystery is revealed to such as should be saved. The Bible says so.
Amen.
That's right.
Now, I want you to note, when you don't know how this earth will end, then you will have to, you know, depend on what you hear. And if what you hear is not from this Bible, then what you hear will only lead you to further confusion. I remember on a lighter mood, some years back, a brother was sharing a testimony, a story with me, that he had been preaching to his junior brother or so, that you give your life to Christ, this world will end. And there's the day of the Lord that is coming. This earth will shake. Everywhere will this. There will be. So one day he was at Ikeja along. You know, there's a railway crossing there. And then suddenly he heard the noise of a train passing with a lot of noise. And then he didn't see the train, but he was hearing the noise. The train was passing, it was dark, so he didn't see. But you know, when trains are passing by, makes a lot of noise. Then the guy shouted, "Hey, have mercy on me. Hey, the world has come to an end. Hey, the world has come to an end. Hey, so I'm ending here. Hey, so. And then the train passed. And that was calm. I told his brother, he said, this is a foretaste of what will happen. And that led him to give his life to Christ.
Wow.
So you don't want to go to hell. Then give your life to Christ, because there's going to be a shaking. But remember that he didn't have the knowledge of how this thing will take place. So every shaking thought that is the end of the world. Every now shaking. There is another shaking. You know, there was a shaking. 2 Thessalonians,
Yes, sir.
Chapter 2. Go on.
Now,
verse 1.
We beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
And by our gathering together unto him.
So that is the rapture. That is the rapture.
Amen.
That ye be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letters from us, as that day of Christ is at hand.
Now, forget that one that you spoke about. what's his name? Scofield.
Yes, sir.
Scofield commentary does not go with this.
Mm.
Oh. You know, what is Scofield's commentary?
Okay.
Oh. Anyway, let's not digress.
All right, sir.
You know, this scripture is clear, talking about the rapture, our gathering together unto him.
Mm.
And he also referred to it here as the day of Christ.
Yes, sir.
Amen. You know, it's yes, you know, there is the day of the Lord. There is the day of Christ. But you have to place it properly in the context that is used.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And there is the judgment seat of Christ.
Mm.
Okay. It's different from the white throne judgment. And who sits in the white throne judgment? Christ himself.
That's right.
For all judgments committed unto him.
Amen.
Uh-huh. So you have to place it. One is for damnation. One is for reward.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the other is for reward. So you can see by this. Yeah. The same confusion that is going on now.
Mm.
In the days of Apostle Paul, it was also going on.
Mm.
So they were so shaking in mind, Christ will soon come, Christ will soon come. You know, and what is it that will shake their mind? There were events that were taking place also on the earth. Each time there is a major earthquake, what do you think, believers in the affected area, what is the first thing their mind will go under such teachings? They would think that judgment has started. You know, yes, it is a judgment. Because when Christ will come, there will be no earthquake. There will be peace. It's a judgment on man for disobedience. Earthquake, pestilences, and things like that. But take note that Matthew 24. Take note that Matthew 24. Signs of the end. Verse 6.
And ye shall hear of wars. And rumors of wars.
Rumors of wars.
See that ye be not troubled.
Eh?
See that ye be not troubled.
Don't be troubled about wars. First world war. Second world war. And all the wars that are taking place. Including Iswa. Including Boko Haram. Including, you know, all that is going on up and down in Iraq and all those places.
For all these things must come to pass.
All these things must come to pass.
But the end is not yet.
But the end is not yet. What did he say?
For nation shall rise against nation.
If this thing about war and everywhere will happen.
And kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines and pestilences.
Now, does this pestilence include COVID-19?
Yes, sir.
Does it include the Spanish flu?
Yes, sir.
Eh?
Yes, sir.
It includes it. Now, Spanish flu is worse than COVID-19.
That's true.
It killed more than
that. It killed more.
True, sir.
More. 50 million people died between 1918 and 1920.
Mm.
100 years ago.
They
died. Now, we just have less than 2 million. A little over 2 million.
That's true.
For now, as at now. And they are fighting to contain it.
Mm-hmm.
When God's judgment will come, there nobody, no science laboratory. The Bible tells us what will happen. You will be looking for the dead. It's this one that is dead that is looking for you. But when you say, you will be looking for dead, and death will not come. So that you will go through, you will pay for it. It's a judgment. Pestilences
and earthquakes in diverse places.
So those of you who think the earthquake that is taking place in your place, in your region, everywhere, the end has come. What did he say in verse 8?
All these are the beginning of
sorrows. They are only beginning of sorrows. But one sign is verse 14.
And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world.
For what?
For a witness unto all nations.
While these pestilences are going on, while all these famines are going on, earthquakes in diverse places going on, nations rising against nations, while that is going on, this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the earth. For what?
A witness unto all nations.
And what will happen?
And then shall the end
come. And then shall the end come. So you have to understand my point of view that COVID-19 and all this, don't be shaken because of this.
Okay.
It's not yet.
Okay.
Can I take that back a bit about paying with blood, sir? This just came on my mind. The Roman Catholics preach that you can pay with penance and...
That's another religion. I'm talking about Christianity.
No, sir. There's a point there in scripture.
Why will you bring the doctrine of Islam to me? We're talking about Christianity. The Roman Catholic is another religion.
Okay, that is the reason for this question.
Yes.
Matthew 25
yes.
tells us about those who gave out gifts. They went to see him when he was in prison. And he said they should enter into life. And you are taking this teaching before.
Mm.
Is it possible for one to go into the rapture or be in the rapture or be saved if he cannot pay with his blood? Is it possible to pay by sacrifice, maybe by money or by any special thing he can do?
That is a Catholic doctrine. That's a Catholic religion. Mm. Please, I'm facing Christianity. Because you see, Islam... They all trace their origin to Abraham. You see? And do you know that as a memorial to Abraham's obedience to offer Isaac in that sacrifice, but later on a ram was substituted. So we agree on the whole scriptures up to that point. Now, but they are saying it was Ishmael. So that is why up to now, they are still sacrificing
a ram
in memorial of what happened. Now you see, the only thing that link us Christianity with the Catholics is the name Jesus.
Hey.
Any other thing is a different religion.
I agree with you, sir.
So why do you want to tell me whether purgatory, that would make me discredit their religion. That's not what, we are here to talk to the bride of Jesus Christ. about home going.
Thank you, sir. Still on.
They all have their own way. They all have their own understanding of how they will
they go. They don't even believe in rapture.
All religions have their own way of how what will happen when you die and what next will happen. But one thing we all agree, all the religions, is that there will be an end.
Okay. So still on misconceptions about the rapture. One popular misconception, very popular today, is also about confusion taking place. No, when the trumpet shall sound, like aeroplane always say, like thing. Yes, aeroplane will jab aeroplane. Somebody will be driving a car, will be raptured, and then the car will go and collide with another vehicle and things like that. Is it really going to be a secret catchaway, or is that notion correct?
When you say secret catchaway, Brother Abraham really emphasized the secret catchaway. Because the Lord Jesus Christ, that is, interpreting what the Lord Jesus Christ spoke in Luke chapter 17. Luke chapter 17.
Yes, sir.
From verse 26.
And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark. Now, and the flood came and destroyed them all.
So now, let's be sincere. When Noah entered the ark, did they know? Did the rest of the world know?
They were busy with...
Now you see, that's what he's trying to say here. He said, they did eat. Is it wrong to eat?
No.
It's not wrong to eat. They drank. They married wives. And they were given in marriage. That is, they were busy with their social lives. They were busy with their normal lives. While they were doing that, until the day that Noah entered the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. The same thing again, verse 28.
Likewise also, as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all.
Now, did their city know when Lot was living?
No, sir.
Eh?
No, sir.
So, because to start with, the angel had blinded all of them. Now, the blind there, it's not that they're physically blind like that. You know, they could not remember. They will see. They will not understand. They wearied themselves to find the door. Okay. Now then he added in verse 30.
Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed.
So and this reveal here when he will be coming. Mm. That's what he's saying. When the Christ will be coming. Mm. Our end-time message believer, I think I've explained this previously before, that it's not talking about a messianic sign in the ministry. Mm-hmm. No, that's taking this thing too far.
Mm.
Okay. So, yes, it will be secret catching away. Now this secret catching away also involves a revelation that we, the bride, we know that others will not know. So it remains a secret because they will not know what is happening. That prepares you for home going.
Mm.
Now, he gave a little bit of it. He will go out and speak generally in Crusade Christ while he was on earth here.
Yes,
then he will come to his disciples and then explain the meaning to them.
That's true.
So there are things that the disciples will know that they out there will never know.
True, sir.
So yes, it will be a secret catching away.
Mm.
And one of the things, this secret catching away going on, remember, he said, They were to enter the boat. Noah is to enter the boat. When that discussion is going on, the instruction being given, enter the boat. The ark.
Yes, sir.
The rest of the world hear it.
Mm. No, it was a private.
Now that message was no more for Noah to go out and preach. He said, "I should enter the boat."
Mm.
The ark. Hmm. But Noah preached to them, there will be destruction for everybody to hear. But when it was time, enter the boat, he did not go to say, "Thus said the Lord." The Lord said, "I should enter the ark." Who want to join me? Let's go. No, it was now.
That's Genesis 7, verse 1.
The door is, then when they enter, the door is closed by God. It was not Noah that closed the door. Mm. It was God himself.
Wow. So, this is, you are bringing out two things which you must build on.
Yes.
But before you dwell on the issue of a personal instruction which others did not know. Now, we're talking of outward signs now.
That's right.
Would there be all this confusion as we see?
Why would there be confusion when they don't know what is happening? That's why I went to the scripture, as it was in the day. The Bible already said they were living their life, and nobody knew until the day. The only time they remember is when destruction now came on them.
It's clear.
The only time they were going about their social distance, all this in people disappear. Hey, confusion. Aircraft hit here. Hey, pilot, don't go. Hey, this one, this. All this Keke Marwa hitting themselves, and then you are driving your jeep. And then you are going to share, and then the thing go, and then enter ditch and enter Molwe, and the Molwe driver in Lagos gone, trained driver. Nothing like that. It is lack of understanding of the scriptures.
Wow.
Nothing like that. The only time they knew that Noah is no more in his house,
when the judgment began.
It was when the judgment began.
The only time
they will remember. That is, even they will have time to remember, think. They'll be thinking too much of their own self than to remember who is around, who is not around.
Mm.
Well, where is a Lot? It's when fire is burning, they remember Lot. Where Lot today? So Lot is already enjoying himself out there.
Amen.
That's why the Bible says, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High."
Secret place.
And the secret place of the Most High is a walk with God by revelation.
Man of God.
Did you catch what Pastor said?
Yes.
Because it, that secret place, it is the discussion between husband and wife.
Mm.
Inner chamber.
It is the inner chamber.
Yes, of all.
Shall abide where?
Under the shadow of the Almighty.
Okay. Why will you abide? And then you call him, thou art my what? He said, under the shadow of the Almighty. He said, he's my what? Refuge.
And fortress.
And fortress. What is a refuge? It's a hiding place. Hiding from where? From the destruction that is coming upon this world. That's why that songwriter says, rock of ages, clear for me. Let me hide myself in the... He said, let the water and the blood from thy wounded side flow. Be of a sin
a double cure. Hallelujah.
Save from
rot.
And do what?
Make me pure.
And make me pure. That is the process of salvation. And when this is going on, it is not something that people on the street will look at you and talk and know. It's not by the dress you dress. It's not by the size of your Bible, the size of your church, the gift you are operating. It is something that prepares you for that bodily change. And you are talking about if there were evidence of, I was talking earlier about evidence of the rapture.
Yes.
You know, William Branham brought this thing up. He said one of the first evidence that he has of a rapture is displayed. This sudden body change, that somebody who has cancer all over the blood, leukemia, cancer of the blood, that he prayed for that lady and then go and test and no single
trace
of cancer cell. Right. He said, what happened? It was a sudden change. And that is how the rapture will take place, in a twinkle of an eye. All of a sudden, check, it's no more there. What happened? Wow. It's a mystery.
Okay.
That's why I say it's a mystery.
Wow. We'll take another quick break to digest this interesting revelation coming forth. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.